Okay, man, so this is going to be a different type of video to talk about the compromisings that you have to deal with in relationships, right? So, this is going to touch on both areas where we both fuck up. So, starting out with my spouse, she does not understand the concept of airflow. So, I'm in Europe. And out here in Europe, a lot of, at least from what I've seen, Europeans don't really do, they really don't do dryers for clothing, right? So you usually got to hang up your clothes. Like, see, here's my, like, rack where you hang up the clothes after you wash it, right? I mean, some people here, they do have dryers, but don't be surprised if you go to somebody's house and they always hang up their clothes. I don't know why it is, but they just, a lot of, there's a decent amount of Europeans that just never caught on to the whole, like, you must have a dryer with a washer type shit. They just never did it. So, the part that I wanted to touch on was this. So, here is my robe, which she ends up wearing all the time anyway, right? My robe at night, right? After she did the laundry, she hangs it up. But guess where she hangs it up? You see this door? Oh wait, hang on, because it's awkward doing. That's the door to the outside corridor, right? And the TVs, just to give y'all a better perspective of where that door is, let's zoom out a little bit, right? That's where the shit is, right? So for some reason, y'all see where that door is. There's no airflow behind the door. Now, for some reason, she hangs it up. Let me grab just to give you more of a visual of what she did. She hung it up, hang on, back here. And then close the door that way. I'm like, yo, bro, ain't no airflow. It's no airflow coming in. It's not. It when it gets dry, especially something this thick, when it gets it, look, this is wet, is warm, and it needs airflow. And especially since it's thicker, like you gotta have proper airflow, right? Because what's gonna happen? It's gonna mildew and it's gonna smell like shit. And you gotta work with it. So I tried steaming it, and I got a lot of odor out of it yesterday. What's a pain in the fucking ass? But again, it's just that thing. Like, when you get with a partner, you get with a spouse, man. Like, trust me, dude. Like, for those of you who haven't been in relationships, like, it's like you gonna have it's gonna be a bunch of little silly problems. Like, another silly-ish thing that she does is we laughed about a couple days ago. Whenever she cooks something in the oven, she never. Let's give you guys a better view. Whenever she cooks something in the oven, she never actually follows the directions, on how you're supposed to do it. For the few times that we have bought, actual processed foods and you gotta, like, bake it, she never, like, actually, like, reads the instructions and go, oh, I need to set it to, 375 Fahrenheit or like 220 Celsius and, and leave it in there 45 minutes. She never does it. She just, like, wings it every time. Just throws it in the oven, turns it on at any temperature, just hopes for the best. Okay, to say something good about it, she does a great job with it. Like, I don't know how she does it because I got to follow directions. Okay, dude, what's the temperature? How long it's supposed to be in? Because that way, if it fucks up, I'm cussing the fucking maker out who made the shit and gave me them instructions. But when you don't follow instructions and you fuck up, well, you on your own, baby. You got to deal with it. But the good part is she does. Okay, she's only burnt, I think, two things. But my girl cooks a lot. And I think there's only been two things that she burnt. So that's like a 1.5 score out of things that just bother each other that I know about. So here's where I fuck up, right? So let me see. Can this? Oh, it's not going flip around to the other side. Okay. So here's where I fuck up. So yeah, I don't know if y'all can see these plants out here. There's my aloe vera, my cactus, my mint plant. This mint plant has just died. But I'm just holding on to it right here. This plant's just died. I'm just holding on to it. It's all burnt up. My plants out here, right? It looks ugly as fuck. Cause she gonna come over here and make it look pretty. Because I'll put it in another pot, but I'm all for it fucking, like, potting, like, putting plants in bigger pots with dirt. I'm fucking, like, I just don't like. I mean, I don't have a problem with doing it, but I don't know what I'm doing, so I just throw it in there with some dirt and just hope for the best. Because I ain't get AD ain't get ready to do all that. It's in a pot. It got dirt. Give it some water and some sun, and it'd be all right. But she can come over here. And make. I wish I can't flip the camera around to the other side, so I can't see what y'all seeing. But I could guess. So these are my plants outside. And that cactus, I just got that cactus and the aloe vera. Let me see. Can y'all see that? Yeah, the cactus and the aloe vera right there. We just got those this past. Well, the aloe vera, we just got this last weekend. And the one fell and snapped the fucking branches off. Aloe vera. By the way, aloe vera, the actual plant, yo, that shit is disgusting as fuck. I thought it would taste good because I had it in teas and shit. But aloe vera is fucking gross. Fuck that shit. Oh, and I got this money plant. This, I forget what it's called, but it's a Japanese plant. And it has the same theory of a cactus where the water is in the leaves. So you don't have to water it a lot. But then also, that plant is not supposed to have direct sunlight. So that's why it's inside. But yeah, man. So I figured I'd just do something a little different. Show, you know, some, talk about some other shit in the flat. And of course, that's Prague. I'm sure you've probably seen that enough. That's all of Prague. But yeah. So yeah, that's the video, man. You guys have a good day. And definitely, like, if you ever have any questions about anything or whatever the fuck, man, just let me know. Ask away, man. For real. So, yeah, I'm out. Bye.